Space News 88. The news for today, many subjects discussed. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of June 27, 2025. To better understand what I am talking about, watching Space News episodes 81 to 87 may be advisable. I will start today by answering a few common questions. It is still unclear how more than 6,000 SSP Cabal mercenaries entered the Andromedan biosphere ship, Viera, yet the most convincing theory is that they arrived there with Alfreton identification codes, yet the use of portals is not discarded, although it is not very probable because the Andromedans would have detected their energy spikes whenever they were active or in use. We do not believe that they arrived in great numbers. Rather, they entered in small groups over a long period of time. Those mercenaries were not a reaction army to face the advances of our triad. They were already stationed in the Viera since a long time and were part of some sort of security occupation force working for the Cabal and its SSP to ensure their domination of the Andromedan Viera. They did not arrive in great numbers because the Andromedans would have been alarmed. The Viera is a multicultural hub, a place of reunion for countless star races near Earth. They are free, or were free to enter and exit at will, and the Andromedans acted by goodwill, assuming that everyone is peaceful and honorable, and that is one of the biggest reasons why all this happened, as assumption is often the mother of all problems. The Andromedans have not issued any declaration about what has happened, because they are still processing the events in their minds and are in shock. As for the rest of the star races, most have not yet returned to their usual orbits and stations around Earth, most probably because they don't want anything to do with all this mess. I insist that you cannot simply believe that negativity will go away if you look the other way and pretend that nothing is happening. And I say this with full knowledge of how manifestation works as well as how we can manage our personal and collective reality. You are not negative just because you are fed up with abuse, and you have decided to stand up for yourself and take defensive action. If you just stand back and wait for karma to do justice, things don't work that way, as I explained in my video where I talked about that subject. You must be your aggressor's karma. The universe does not know what is right and what is evil, it just is, so it is your job as a thinking sentient being to decide for yourself what is good and evil. Those are values you give to things and events, not the universe, so it is your job to do justice, and not just peacefully wait for it to happen, because it won't. That pseudo-spiritual teaching of giving the other cheek, or waiting for the universe to deliver justice on its own, sounds to me like it is more Earth Cabal teaching and religious manipulation to force the people to be submissive and easy to control. I know many times you should not give your undesired opponents anything to bounce against, yet there comes a time when that is not enough, and you must stand for yourself. But in the case of people on Earth, you must know how to react to defend yourself and not give your Cabal opponents something to bounce against you. I mean, don't fight them where they are expecting. And that is why I cannot emphasize enough that going to marches and similar mass events of protest is extremely dangerous, and it is giving the Cabal exactly what they want, as they will expertly turn that event against what you are trying to achieve. You must be disobedient and organize with low technology, not with media, while you use their own rules and regulations against them, whenever possible. Coming back to the other star races who were just observing the recent events in Earth's orbit, mostly in the Andromedan Viera, as I said above, most moved away, and haven't returned, nor have they stated anything yet. This goes for the Alpha Dracos, which most definitely do exist despite their high strangeness. They decided to simply not take any sides in this conflict, so they jumped into hyperspace, and we haven't seen them since then. The Arcturians, on the other hand, have returned and are now looking into how they will help their friends, the Andromedans, with the reconstruction of their half-destroyed biosphere ship. The Arcturians have not offered any comments on what has happened yet. Remember, things for star races usually work slowly. They take their time to react, and this is also a problem that works against humanity, as there is no time to lose. I know several of you out there are asking about the Lupus, what they think about all this. As I explained in the video I made about them, they are not close to this area in space, and haven't been seen for a very long time. Word from the Irma is that they encountered problems around here with Orion forces, or other dubious ones, since the Tiamat Wars and were expelled from this sector, and as they are said to be very positive, someone may have to go look for them because they could help, but don't count on that anytime soon as we all have our hands full. Right now, things are stable around Earth, as we continue to have full dominance and superiority here as a triad, Antaria, Irma, and Taygeta Alcyone Council. About the 12 Galactic Federation representatives, those of the dark and dubious side, who were arrested in the Viera and were part of the motivation behind the recent SSP Cabal attacks inside the Andromedan biosphere ship, which attempted to rescue them and take control over the big ship again, they have all been taken away by the Irma for questioning. The cats have not yet shared their findings, but remember their questioning is thorough as they also use the astral side as well, so nothing can escape them. Rescue and other related operations on Earth have been resumed after the conflict in the Viera, although they never really stopped. Our presence is around problematic areas on Earth, especially those which generate a large number of unprotected people, especially the younger ones. Just yesterday, our ground forces, stationed and working down there, mingling with Earth humans, managed to frustrate the taking of a little girl, who fortunately never knew how close she was to disappearing. And then our airborne crafts did justice against those who attempted against her. I witnessed all this in real time on screen with the video and audio feed coming from our plainclothes Hashmalim and Shinanim Special Forces operators, and from our stack crafts giving them air cover, and I was quite shocked and impressed at how easily people can disappear. I could narrate this in detail, but my advisors here insisted that it was not a good idea, not this time. But my point is that we are hard at work down there as well. As a reminder, Hashmalim Special Forces operators are men, and Shinanim are their female equivalents. Please know that we are hard at work down there on Earth, mingling with humans, but because of the nature of the ongoing operations, it is best that I do not disclose any more information about them publicly yet. Remember, I always do so, whenever it does not compromise the safety of such operations. There is another Andromedan biosphere ship we hardly talk about, and which is a sister ship of the Viera, as they are of the same class of small biosphere ships. It is called the Varina, and it is currently orbiting planet Venus. Although this is a very large subject, some of you may remember that planet Venus is not how they have told you officially, as it is quite hospitable and far from being a boiling pot of sulfuric acid and storms. We know the Cabal of Earth has infiltrated itself, better said, it has invaded Venus at least since the decade of the 1960s. It has become a paradise stronghold for the Cabal, which rules planet Earth. We have not forgotten about it, but we must take all this one step at a time, as we know that things there are at least as bad as they were in the Viera here. At this time, The Verena apparently is just sitting there silently and has hardly any space traffic associated with it, very much contrary to the large multicultural hub the Viera had become here. We need the Andromedans to process what has happened so they can begin to cooperate with us, and one of the next steps would be for them to inform us about their understanding of the situation in the Verena. We also do not fully understand the current situation on Venus. We know that many of you are asking if we will attack Antarctica, as it would be our logical next move. At this time, we will not do so, although it is not discarded. We must first understand the entire exopolitical situation around it, and that includes its connections to space, stellar races, and the expanded Galactic Federation, because we must do everything by the book. And this leads me to further comment on what I shared with you in my last video about the Galactic Federation and how it works. The reason why we must do everything by the book, following strict space law and Galactic Federation rules and regulations, is because most star races follow it blindly and mindlessly, and as I explained in that video, they are only waiting for an excuse to force us out of here. You cannot simply explain the situation to any of those multiple star races, who observe everything that is happening here near Earth and on Earth. They don't listen to you, and if they do, they only make you believe that you were heard as they continue or will continue to think as they always have, or may use your insistence to explain what is going on against you and your group, assuming you are something you are not, or that you are attempting to get away with something illegal or at least dubious. The only way to handle this situation is to offer all of them the vital information about what is going on, but only based on the language that is common to all of them, and that common language is the rules and regulations of the Galactic Federation. You cannot simply go and tell them that you must break this or that rule because the situation is complex and it is the only way to solve the problem, because they simply will not understand what you are saying, and even worse, they will not believe you, and may take unwanted actions. This is the exact same situation many starseeds and highly conscious, aware people on Earth face every day. They cannot convince their friends and families about the truth behind the reality of how Earth really works, because they will not believe them, no matter how eloquent they may be. All you can do is offer them your truth and information in small amounts, and wait to see how they process it, and if they are interested in more, you may offer them another small piece of information, or else the entire situation may be turned against you, as most people label highly conscious and aware individuals as crazy conspiracy theorists very easily. I'm sure most of you listening to me right now know exactly what I am talking about. As I have said many times before, there is more matrix outside Earth, it is the very same one, only larger. Moving on to something different. I got word that some of you think that Kira of Tema, my head intelligence officer, is on YouTube or on any other social media, but she is not, not with her name and not with any other, so please stop speculating. I must say this again, Kira is not on any social media because none of my entire team is, and this is because of safety reasons, mostly for the Tejetan operatives and special operations members who are currently working on the surface, and their lives are at stake. We cannot afford mistakes and leaks of any information which could be used against us. This is why I am the only one writing and transmitting Tejetan and Triad information, as I must have full control over the narrative. There is more than enough noise coming from countless other people and YouTube channels to add more of our own. This also means that we are not talking to anyone on the surface, because as things are nowadays no one can, so if you find anyone out there claiming to be someone of my group, or to be talking to any one of us, they are lying. We are currently not talking to anyone on the surface of Earth directly for safety and strategic reasons. And this also means that any donation link which is not found directly here in my YouTube channel is false, so please be careful. As always, I deeply thank all of you who are supporting me and us all. Your donation money is being well spent for the benefit of humanity, and some of it is also used for our food, supplies, and essential things. None of my group is on any social media platform, so I do not need to make a list of those. I am the only one talking and transmitting what is going on, and only here on YouTube. My people in CIC are only observing social media, reading, but never writing, as they don't have the clearance to do so. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.